21st Sunday, Year B, Ordinary Time. The first reading from the Book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 1 to 2a, 15 to 17, and 18b. Joshua gathered together all the tribes of Israel at Shechem, summoning their elders, their leaders, their judges, and their officers. When they stood in ranks before God, Joshua addressed all the people. If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve. The gods your father served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose country you are now dwelling. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. But the people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord for the service of other gods. For it was the Lord our God who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt, out of a state of slavery. He performed the great miracles before our very eyes and protected us along our entire journey and among the peoples to whom we passed. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for He is our God. The second reading from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 21 to 32. Brothers and sisters, be subordinate to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives should be subordinate to their husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is head of his wife, just as Christ is head of the church, He Himself the Savior of the body. As the church is subordinate to Christ, so wives should be subordinate to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wife, even as Christ loved the church and handed Himself over for her to sanctify her, cleansing her by the bath of water with the word, that He might present to Himself the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. So also husbands should love their wife as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one hates his own flesh, but rather nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ does the church, because we are members of His body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak in reference to Christ and the church. A Gospel from John, chapter 6, verses 60 to 69. Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that, his disciples were murmuring about this. He said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. Why the flesh is of no avail? The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. The most important decision of our life. People frequently make decisions in their life. Many are not very important, such as to eat, to drink, or to wear. But some are very important because they affect all their life, such as to choose a career, to marry someone, or to believe in a religion. When people make decisions, they must be responsible for and receive all the related resources. Therefore, they must know how to wisely decide. To do that, people need to learn and to think about all possible resources which can happen. Today's readings illustrate the cases where people make a wise decision. In the first reading, the leader Joshua gathered people in a big meeting at Shechem to convince the Israelites to make a decision, either to worship the one God or the foreign God. They chose to worship the one God. In the second reading, the married couple must choose for themselves a model to follow, to be happy and loyal to each other to the end. Saint Paul gave them an ideal model about this union between Christ and his church. According to this model, a wife needs to obey her husband in all things, as the church obeys Christ. And in exchange, a husband must love his wife as his own body, as Christ loves and sacrifices for the church. In the Gospel, after Jesus worked two big miracles, taught and revealed for people about the sacrament of the Eucharist, two opposite reactions happened. Some chose to leave him because they could not accept to eat his flesh and to drink his blood to live. But Peter, representative for the 12, chose to remain and to proclaim their faith in Jesus. Master, to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. Second analysis, first reading. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Third point. You have freedom to choose a God for yourself to worship. After conquered all surrounding nations and settled the Israelites in the promised land, Joshua knew that he had fulfilled God-given mission and is ready to go to his ancestors. He gave an order to gather all the tribes of Israel, the elder, the leader, the judges, and the scribes at Shechem. They came and stood before God's presence. Then Joshua said the word to all the Israelites. Thus say the Lord, the God of Israel, in time past, your father, down to Terah, father of Abraham and Nahor, dwelt beyond the river and served other God. If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve. The gods your father served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose country you are dwelling. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Second point. People choose to worship God. Before making this decision, the Israelites reflected their past to recognize what God had done for them during the Exodus and accompanied them 40 years in deserts. They did not know about the God which their ancestors worshipped beyond the river, probably a fast river. Because they belonged to a younger generation and no one mentioned the God to them, nor the gods of the Amorites, because they have just made a short contact with the people. So they responded, far be it from us to forsake the Lord for the service of other gods. For it was the Lord our God who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt, out of a state of slavery. He performed the great miracles before our very eyes and protected us along our entire journey and among all the people to whom we passed. Second reading. This is a great mystery, but I speak in reference to Christ and the Church. To protect their happiness and safety, both husband and wife must decide to do the necessary things, because only one of them shall not be enough to protect it. Saint Paul gave us an ideal model which is deeper and more universal to describe the relationship between husband and wife. First, the wife's duty. He said, Wives should be subordinate to their husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of his wife, just as Christ is head of the church. He himself, the savior of the body. As the church is subordinate to Christ, so wives should be subordinate to their husbands in everything. The purpose of obedience is for this unity in the family and the church. If one body does not have two heads, a family, a nation, or the church will not have true leaders or true gods. Second point, the husband duty. Saint Paul continued, husbands, love your wife, even as Christ loved the church and handed himself over for her. Three main things Christ did to express his love for the church. First, Jesus sacrificed himself for the church. He said, no one had greater love than this, to lay down one life for one friend. See John chapter 15, verse 13. Christ sacrificed himself to redeem sin and for the church not to die but to live. Second, Jesus purifies and sanctifies the church by water and the eternal word. Since Christ wants to have the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish, he used the water to purify the church from sin, water to teach and to correct, and the rite of the sacraments to sanctify all members of the church. Jesus nourishes and cares for the church as his own body. Similarly, husbands should love their wife as their own body. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one hates his own flesh, but rather nourish and cherish it, even as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Third, the gospel. Master, to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life. Christ's teaching about the sacrament of Eucharist led people to the two opposite decisions. First, many disciples withdrew and no longer followed Jesus. The report say, then many of his disciples who were listening said, this saying is hard. Who can accept it? Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. Why the flesh is of no avail? The word I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe. Jesus knew from the beginning the one who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, for this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father. As a result of this, Many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Why did the disciples withdraw and no longer follow Jesus? Below are some possible reasons. First, they did not recognize Jesus' identity. Because if they recognized, they should not leave him. They did not think that Jesus is the only solution for their life. Jesus realized this is his most important mission. So he did everything to light up the faith in people. Second, they did not understand Jesus' revelation and teaching. Third, they did not understand God's plan of salvation. Secondly, they did not know about the final goal of life and how to achieve that goal. Lastly, they did not understand why they must eat Jesus' flesh and drink his blood to have life and to attain eternal life. Third, they completely depended on human reason and did not know human beings have limitations. They think that they only believe what they can understand and refuse to believe what exceeds their understanding. Jesus clearly said, faith and mystery of the Eucharist exceed human understanding. They can only understand them with God's grace. See John chapter 6, verses 37, 44, and 65. And 4. They did not know or did not understand or misunderstood Scripture. Jesus corrected them. Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Chapter 6, verse 32. And this is the figure of what he was talking to them about the Eucharist. He fulfilled what the prophet prophesied. Isaiah 54, verse 13, Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 33 and 34. When he sit in their midst to teach them what belongs to God. Second point, Peter represented for the 12, proclaimed his faith in Jesus. Finally, Jesus then said to the 12, do you also want to leave? Simon Peter answered him, Master, to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. The four Gospels did not mention Peter's declaration of faith at Caesarea Philippi, but replaced it by his proclamation in today's passage. The Holy One of God can be compared to the Messiah or the Anointed. In the synoptics, there are only three persons who were called the Holy One in the four Gospels. God the Father, chapter 17, verse 11, right, chapter 6, verse 69, and the Holy Spirit, chapter 1, verse 33, 14, verse 26, and 20 verse 33. Since the Trinity is holy by nature, they can sanctify people. let examine the possible reason which Peter might use to proclaim his faith in Jesus. First, Peter witnessed at least two Jesus miracles from the beginning of chapter 6, the multiplication of the loaves to feed 5,000 men, and Jesus walking on the sea. The purpose of miracles is to light up the faith. Witness the two big miracles. Peter recognized Jesus possessed God's power. Second, Peter had heard Jesus' revelation and his wise teaching, especially the revelation about the final goal of human life. See John chapter 6, verses 39 to 40. People live in this world for a purpose, which is to attain the eternal happiness with God. To attain this purpose, people need to believe in Christ. Third, Peter listened to Jesus when he explained the scripture. Many people read scripture, but it does not mean that they also understand it. Jesus explained about manna and the necessary connection with the mystery of the Eucharist, and about the Isaiah and Jeremiah prophecy, all shall be taught by God. Jesus pointed out for people to see that he came to fulfill the prophecies when he sit in their midst to teach them about God's mystery. Fourth, Peter listened to Jesus' conversation with the Jews. The conversations are necessary to recognize truth from falsity. The Jewish misunderstanding were corrected by Christ's wise and firm arguments. Fifth, Peter knew God. He knew himself and human limitations. Peter confessed the truth. Only God can help the war of eternal life. People do not invent the truth, but to learn the truth from God. When people don't understand the truth, it does not mean that the truth does not exist, but because the human ability is limited and poor. Sixth, Peter knew how to summarize all the above to come up to his conclusion and to declare his faith in Jesus. This is the important step because many, though they well understood each part, do not know how to put everything together or come to the true conclusion. Application in life. We must spend more time to learn to make a wise decision. If we do not want to learn, we shall easily make an immature or wrong decision. If it is wrong an inch, the result shall be wrong a mile. A wrong decision shall lead us to great damage and prevent us to attain the final goal of our life. The sacrament of the Eucharist is very important for our life. A wrong understanding about this sacrament shall cause many damages for our life and prevent us to attain the eternal life. Amen.